Environmentalists have lobbied for decades to end a practice called once-through cooling. That's when power plants on rivers and the coasts suck up vast amounts of water to cool their equipment, killing billions of fish larvae and other tiny creatures. Yesterday, California became the first state in the country to ban the practice. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Amy Standen reports.
By day, John Vincent is a car mechanic in Venice Beach, but at night, he likes to go lobster fishing. As he tells it, one evening, he anchored his boat next to what seemed like a good spot. After about 20 minutes, he'd caught his legal limit of 7 lobsters and was about to head up when...
I feel a current kind of just pulling me.
The current grew stronger.
Before I knew it, it was like, abruptly, I got sucked into the pipe.
Vincent had been sucked into the cooling system for the Scattergood power plant in El Segundo. Luckily, the pipe spat him out into a catch basin where some very surprised firefighters eventually pulled him out.
They were just like, whoa! I could just see their tonsils.
Lives do end as a result of these once-through cooling systems. Usually, they're just really small lives.
So I'm this tiny larvae floating around in water.
Actually, this is Steve Schimmick. He runs the Monterey Coastkeeper, and he's taken me by kayak to the intake pipes of the Moss Landing Natural Gas Plant, about 100 miles south of San Francisco. Here at Moss Landing, up to 1.3 billion gallons of ocean water are sucked up every day, and everything in that water dies.
So I die with the algae, I die with the plankton, I die along with everybody else.
Schimmick says you only have to look elsewhere in the country to see that once-through cooling just isn't necessary.
Look, there's power plants all over the United States. There's power plants in Iowa, right? And they're not using ocean water for once-through cooling, so they're using their water over and over and over again, which is so much smarter.
But such alternatives to once-through cooling are expensive, especially at nuclear power plants like San Onofre, about an hour south of Los Angeles. Mike Hertel is a spokesman for Southern California Edison, which co-owns the plant.
I want to stress that we don't think it's even feasible, but if it were, it would cost in the range of, say, $2.5 to $3 billion.
That's billion with a B. Costs which will ultimately come out of customers' monthly energy bills. About half of the country's power plants use once-through cooling, but nuclear power plants use more water than other kinds of plants. Last month, New York officials declined to renew the license on the Indian Point nuclear power plant on the Hudson River, charging that the plant's once-through cooling system was killing larvae of the short-nosed sturgeon, which is listed as an endangered species. Representatives for Entergy, the company that owns the plant, have said they may fight that decision in court. Mike Hertel in California says it's too soon to say how the industry here will respond. Back at Moss Landing, over the din of barking sea lions, Steve Schimmick says it would be a relief to watch the long debate over once-through cooling finally come to an end.
Because we can simply stop the impact.
Over the next decade, as California's coastal power plants phase in their new technologies, Schimmick will get his wish. For NPR, I'm Amy Standen.